The two tax increases were, again, approved by County Council last month. Unlike last summer, no citizen petition drive arose to challenge them. Robinson said County Manager Bob Jasper will be talking to his staff to figure out if they should spend the money on projects or new hires in the planning and sheriff department.
He wants to talk to planning and sheriff and see what benefits would be had by bringing staff on at this late date. He's also talking to Public Works and engineering to see if there are still some road projects that can be successfully and cost-effectively completed at this late date. I personally don't think we should, because it's so late in the year, let the money burn a hole in our pocket. I would rather take our time and make sure that we get good value because it is so late in the year, you know, 4 months left. I think that's Bob's approach, and he'll come back to us with a proposal. He has to change the budget before he can spend any of that money. It's in the budget, but it's in a kind of a sinking fund. It needs to be moved out of that category into specific line items, and that will require our approval.
On another topic, this week's agenda noted that Council Member Kim Carson would be absent, but participating in the meeting via Skype. It was the inauguration of the county's new electronic meeting policy.
It's a good thing. I mean, we still have to have a quorum, which is three of us present at one of the two anchor locations, Richens or Colville, but it allows somebody that can't make it to still participate. I thought it worked well.
On another item, Robinson said the legal dispute between Talisker and Vail Resorts operating the canyons and the Park City Mountain Resort appears to be coming to a head, with Talisker issuing a notice to vacate to the mountain resort. He hopes that means the dispute will be settled soon, one way or the other.
I think Vail or Talisker has taken the approach that now's the time to do it. You know, they've escalated it, and while it has repercussions to our economy and community, I think it's something they need to work out, and I hope they'll do so speedily. And it seems like now there's a will to bring it to head, to push it to conclusion. And whether that will be prompt or not, I don't know. It could get embroiled in lengthy litigation. Hopefully they'll have the sense, both parties, to, while they're fighting, to allow business to continue, keep the resort open. I think that's the intent.
We also asked Robinson about the recent complaints from Eastside mayors about biking events that have disrupted their communities without leaving much revenue behind. Robinson, an enthusiastic bike racer himself, said he understands the complaints.
I would hope we'd find a way that we could be us race participants. We race participants could be contributing parts of the community, and the Eastside wouldn't resent us. I think that when you're on a bike, you're out there to ride, and you're not shopping. Occasionally, if you get in a bad way, you pull into a convenience store and try to refuel. But most of the time, you're just on the move, and so I can see their point. It's a real amenity to those that like to ride, and it's probably a distraction to those that don't. Hopefully, we can find a balance. I see their point.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.